You're listening to SBS News.
When you think of affordable travel, buses, taxis and trains are likely to come first to mind. But within a few years, air travel could be up there too, if you're in Melbourne. Uber's picked the city as a trial site for its ambitious aerial ride-sharing service, Uber Air. It joins Dallas and Los Angeles as a test centre, and Victoria's treasurer Tim Pallas couldn't be happier.
Very much excited. In fact, I'm uber excited. What it really is a testament to this city's capacity to innovate, embrace new ideas, adopt early.
Uber Air will use electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicles, or eVTOL, a new type of piloted vehicle under development that looks a bit like a helicopter and a bit like a plane. Region General Manager for Uber Eats Australia and New Zealand, Jodie Auster, says they're better than existing vehicles.
They're run by battery, so that significantly reduces carbon emissions. In fact, their carbon emissions are zero in flight. They're also, as the name suggests, vertical takeoff and landing, which means that they can take off and land from the top of buildings all over the city. They're much safer, quieter, and of course greener than existing vehicles.
Passengers will book rides via an app and board their flights at skyports, landing pads located on the top of buildings and car parks. A 19-kilometre trip to Melbourne Airport that may take almost an hour in peak traffic could be reduced to 9 minutes by air and cost around $70.
The ultimate goal is for a ride to be the same price as an UberX trip of the same distance, but that's going to take some time.
There are major safety issues still to address. The Civil Aviation Safety Authority's Peter Gibson says certification of the new aircraft is a priority.
You've then got, of course, the mini airports, if you like, where the electric aircraft will be operating from. You've got the airspace they'll be flying through. That's got to be managed. You've got, obviously, the training of all the personnel that will be operating the systems.
Demonstrator flights are expected next year, with commercial flights taking off in 2023. The location of landing pads is yet to be decided, and Uber's claim that the service will help alleviate traffic congestion is disputed by Dr. Chris De Gruyter from the Centre for Urban Research at RMIT.
These vehicles can only carry around, similar to what a car can carry today, around four people. And so you would need a lot of these vehicles in the sky for it to have a noticeable effect on traffic on our roads.
The service will give people more choice about how they get from A to B and is expected to roll out to other Australian cities in time. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.